Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. What a beautiful, beautiful day the Lord's given us, and a powerful message this morning. Looking forward to what God has in store for us this evening. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Just want to continue to lift Him up. Let's lift up all those that are sick and shut in, those that are recovering, those that are going through situations in their life they don't really have an answer for. And I know that there's those that would love to be here. And I know the list just seems to keep growing as we spoke the other day. Those that have lost their loved ones, those, like I said, that are in need of the Lord to step in immediately and just fix the situation. Praise God. Yes. If you have a prayer request this morning, just this evening, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, praise the Lord. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your name. Lord, we thank you again for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Lord, as we come to you tonight, dear Lord, we just want to lift you up. We want to praise you. We want to honor you, dear Lord, and thank you for allowing us to gather together. Dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, may we release anything that's just that we're struggling right now, dear Lord. Anything that's just messing with our mind, dear Lord, that we'll just put it all on you. Lord, we'll open up our hearts and our minds, dear Lord, if you'll let your word just flow. Let the Holy Ghost, dear Lord, have a free ring amongst us, dear Lord. And we just thank you and we praise you. Dear Lord, you see the hands that were raised. Dear Lord, you know the prayer request that's going forward. Even before we speak it, dear Lord, you know the depths of our heart. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. We pray for our country. Yes, we pray for our state, for our community. Dear Lord, for our homes, for our schools as they prepare to open back up or whatever direction they're going in, dear Lord. The parents have big decisions to make, dear Lord. But we're asking you to be in the midst of every bit of it. And, dear Lord, we're giving you again the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. While we get ready, we're going to do a congregational number, page 333, I'll Fly Away. And I love it when the choir's here this evening. Praise God. I'll Fly Away, page 333.
Some glad morning when the life is I'll fly away. I'll
as you're sitting, turn around and tell somebody that you've got a victory song, and that's "I'll Fly Away When the Lord Calls Us Home." Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know the Lord is great and wonderful. And that it's like I said, I was thinking, you know, you got all the... Right now, they're not worried, they're not concerned about different sports. They don't know what they're going to do. And there's all these victory songs. But is that not a powerful victory song? "I'll fly away when the Lord calls me home." Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. We got one announcement, one quick announcement. And it's important, ladies. We got the Ida Bells meeting. And you know the Ida Bell group is a powerful ladies ministry here at the church. And we just want to thank them for what they do. But if you'd like to get involved or know that they have a meeting Tuesday night at 7 p.m. over in the Curtis Center, right? Have a special special speaker this week. So looking forward to it, and I know it's a special time to be had. Praise God. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our evening offering, please?
Lord, we thank you, Lord, once again, to have the opportunity to be in your house, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one to come out tonight, Lord.
Yes.
We praise only, Lord, you deserve. Ask you to bless all those around you, Lord. Bless those out there that are watching our live stream, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless this offering, Lord, for the program of our work, Lord. Bless all those that have to give, especially those who don't. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
They were paid with whips and Mercy walked in for me. Y'all pray. Y'all worship with us as we sing. I stood in the courtroom. The judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense, but that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case and called to the stand. God saving grace, the blood was presented.
Jennifer, I know you just sung, but could you do a miracle in the making? Who's ever had God to perform a miracle in your life?
Amen.
Amen. Put your hands together and love Him for it. Amen. Pay close attention to the words of this song. Little blessing. Here's a miracle in the making. One just for you.
Praise the Lord. This song always reminds me of when Savannah was sick and in the hospital, and they were, you know, saying the worst, but the whole time they were saying the worst, she was getting healed. She was getting better. And finally they sent her to Eggleston, and she stayed there about a day, and they came in to the hospital room, the doctors, and said, "These beds are for sick kids." So I just praise the Lord for her healing. And this song always reminds me of that. Yeah, I worship as I sing. There's a miracle in the making. The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach Him. 'Cause this was her
our last hope of ever being healed. So she pressed through until she touched his garment.
God. Sister Jennifer mentioned Eggleston. Amen. Certainly that does bring back memories and lets us know that God is still an on-time God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
May not always come when you want it, but he's always there on time. Many, many years ago, in fact, 42 years ago, Kevin was born after very, very difficult labor, and finally they had to do an emergency C-section, and back at that particular time, it's 1978, and Billerica did not have the new facility that they have now, just a very, very small, small-town hospital, but we knew something just wasn't right. It just, you just don't see those kind of expressions on nurses and doctors' faces when they was coming out. So anyway, they called Angel 1 and Angel 2. It was two fully equipped emergency ambulances from Grady Hospital. And they sent one of those out and took Kevin over to Eggleston Hospital. Penny's brother and sister-in-law drove me over to Eggleston. We tried to follow the ambulance. Of course, it went off and left us. And then Penny was there in Villarreca, and of course, Kevin was there in Eggleston Hospital, and I remember it well. It was before they remodeled it, and there was a very dark end of the hall there, just a small little waiting room, and that's where they escorted me. And finally, Daryl and Wanda had to leave, so I was there. And down the hall, I could hear this alarming, it was a high-pitched kind of a squeal, screaming, and Kevin had been doing that, and in my mind, that was Kevin. Now, whether it was, I don't know. But right there was a Coke machine and about three or four little better straight-back chairs kind of cushioned there, and I just knelt down and began to pray and ask God to intercede. And I was praying for Penny at Villarreca, and I was praying for Kevin back there wherever he was, that they rushed him down the hall, and just praying that God would intercede. And that was probably the longest night that I've ever spent in my life. And he didn't get better the very next day. In fact, it was touch and go for about 21 straight days. And I remember when Penny got to come over and they was getting ready to dismiss Kevin, and they told us, said, just take him home and enjoy him for as long as you've got. Because children with this severe case of but what he had the myoclonic seizures, and certainly he had cerebral palsy, and he had some other conditions too. The cord was around his neck, and they said they just don't live to be very old. In fact, he probably will not live to be school age. And we took him home, and I think the very first Sunday that we were able to bring him to church, Penny had a little white outfit. I think it was that it was his dedication, I don't call them uniforms, little gown thing, you know, that they wear. So we dressed him up in that, and he had, of course, they'd had to shave his head and all for the IVs and everything, but she got this little cap she put on him, and we brought him up, and we dedicated him unto the Lord. And we just made up in our mind that we was going to take care of him for as long as that we could have him. And I was thinking about all of that, a miracle in the making. But, before that, the Lord had given me that scripture that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And I was able to share that. And, just this past year, he's turned 42 years old. And it's not been an easy road. I won't tell you that. It's not been an easy road. But God did spare his life. And I believe that was for a reason. We've got to testify so many times. But I said all of that to say this. If you think that God has forgotten you, please don't put that in that category, because God's working a miracle even right now. One just for you, customized just for you, doesn't fit anybody else. Amen. That's the way God is. He's fixing it out, and he's going to work it out so that he'll get honor and glory. Amen. And if you're just on the verge of kind of give up on that miracle, don't. Amen. Just hold on to that miracle. And that's not what I was going to preach tonight, but it won't cost you a bit extra for that. Amen. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. God is good, isn't he? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. Good to see you tonight. Have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Lamentations. Chapter number 4 in the book of Lamentations, written by the prophet Jeremiah, most notably. In Lamentations, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse number 12. Lamentations chapter 4 and verse number 12. Amen. When you get there, just wave at me. All right. Reading from the Word of God. In the 12th verse, the kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. They have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments. They cried unto them, depart ye, it is unclean, depart, depart, touch not. When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, they shall no more sojourn there.
The anger of the Lord hath divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not the elders. As for us, our eyes are yet failed for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us. They hunt our steps, that we cannot go into the streets or our streets. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled, for our end is come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. Can we bow our heads in prayer? Brother Chris, would you ask the Lord's blessing upon his messenger tonight?
Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you for your spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are a way maker, Father God. There seems to be no way, Father God, that you're a miracle worker, Father God. Lord, and I know that you're working a miracle in this house right now.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I ask you to be with Brother Eddie tonight, Father God. Lord, pour out your anointing upon his life right now, Father God. Lord, let every word he speaks be straight from you, Father God. Lord, let it pierce our hearts and transform our lives, Father God. Lord, let it make us different than when we walked in here, Father God.
Grant it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you're seated, turn to your neighbor and say, let God have his way. Amen. You believe that? Let God have his way. You may be seated. Tonight I entitled this message, Didn't Think It Would Happen Here. Didn't think it would happen here. We find here that the weeping prophet Jeremiah, writing in what has transpired in Jerusalem and the things that have turned, we find in the whole book of Lamentations, it's just one verse after another about the condition that has happened. Can I tell you, when we begin to sway away from God, we begin to draw away from God as a nation, as a people, as a society, things will in fact happen. We find here that basically it was the prophets and the iniquities of her priest. And if you read this and if you read and study what happened to Jerusalem, one of the very first things that God told them not to do was to worship idols. Not only were they worshiping idols now, but they were even having blood sacrifices, and the blood had become a stench in God's nostrils, and they were doing it more for worldly gain and monetary value than there was in reverence unto God. And it became so bad that God allowed the enemy to come in. And I thought about that as I read this, and this happened just this past week as I was I'd had about enough. I've had a lot of people tell me, Brother Eddie, I've had just about enough of this. I've seen people put it on Facebook. I've heard people tell it and talk about the things that are transpiring in the world. And certainly, it's devastating, it's aggravating, and it's frustrating. And I'd had about enough of it, and I turned the television off, and I went into my room and I got the Bible down and I just began to read and just ask God to lead me. And there was a particular verse that really, really stuck out in my mind, and I began to go back and read the entire chapter of the book of Lamentations. But it's in verse number 17. The writer says, as for us, our eyes as yet fail for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us. First of all, it was devastating to them. They couldn't believe that the enemy had the audacity to enter into the gates of Jerusalem. In fact, the enemies for so long had knew the power of God. It wasn't so much that they feared Israel, they feared the God of Israel. They knew from generation to generation what God had done when he delivered the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, the many miracles that he had performed to them on them during the wilderness journey. He knew that enemies much bigger and much stronger than them would come against them, but God would prevail through them. So in all of this time, Jerusalem and the children of Israel had been protected by the power of God that was around them, because the enemies had respect for them as long as they worshiped and served God. But Jerusalem grew cold. They grew backslidden. There was a condition, amen, that they had had it for good for so long. They began to take it for granted. And they began to lean away from those traditions and those precepts that God had instilled within them. And when we quit praying, when we quit seeking God, when we quit obeying God, we imagine that we are going to have circumstances that's going to take place in our land. And this was the situation with Israel and Jerusalem at this time. And I want you to understand, not only did the children of Israel not believe that the enemy could come into their gates, but the kings of the earth and all the inhabitants couldn't believe it either, that the nation or the city of Jerusalem had allowed or the enemy to come in, Brother Jim, and come in through the gates and prevail against them. And I would imagine it was a lot like it is now. Some of the people that I've listened to, they say, I can't believe this is happening in the United States of America. I can't believe this has happened in the very streets. And they was even talking about the streets, that they wasn't even allowed to go out into the streets. And I said all of that to say this is history. But I want to tell you one thing too, that God prevailed during this time. And what God has done before, He'll do again. Amen? As long as the church, as long as the remnant, as long as the people of believers, amen, will put our faith and trust in God. The enemy entered the gates of Jerusalem. Why? Because of the sins of its leaders. I've often said, I said it just out of the, I think it was out of the pulpit last week, that sin has consequences, not only to the sinner, but to those around. We are even reaping some of the consequences of the sins of our nation and the sins of its leaders. It says that we looked for help, and basically, they could not find help. It said, for our eyes were yet failed for our vain help. The Amplified Bible says our worthless help. And let me project to you tonight that vain help is in fact no help. And I believe too many times we're looking in the wrong places to try to find help. We're trying to find someone, some person, some man, some leader, some ordinance, some law, or something to come in and settle this thing that is happening in our land. But I want to tell you that our only true help comes from God. Amen. The more I see this, the more that I realize it's going to take the mighty hand of God to intercede and to come down. And let me tell you something, folks. What He did for Israel, He'll do for us as long as we put our faith in trust in a never-failing God. I want us to look, if we can, at Psalms 121. A very familiar passage of Scripture. And I feel with all of my heart tonight to be encouraging to you, to be uplifting to you. Listen, we've been through some terrible times. We've been through the doom and gloom and seeing all the things that are around us. And my wife even refuses to watch the news in any fashion. She said, I don't want to watch any of it. And I'm about to get to the point of that myself, because I realize the time that I'm listening to that, I could be on my knees before God praying, interceding for the nation, for my people, amen, for my children, for my grandchildren, asking God, Lord, we're looking for help in the wrong places. Our only help comes from You. And if we'll put our minds together and believe, amen, and have faith, God will come on the scene. The psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. If you believe that tonight, put your hands together, amen, and let the Lord know that our faith and trust is in Him. Amen. So many times we got to get our mind off of what's happening and put our faith and trust in God about how that He can come down and make a way even when there seemeth not a way. I believe that God is going to get honored and glory. I don't know the reason. I don't know the why. But something, whatever is going on right now, it is not too big for God. Amen. We serve a mighty God, one that's big enough, one that's strong enough, one that's mighty enough, amen, to calm the storm. Praise God. He can speak, peace be still, and even the waves have to obey His voice. And He can speak to the waves of controversy. He can speak to the waves of violence in this land today. But our only help, our only true help, comes from the Lord. Amen. And we have to believe, we have to understand and know that whatever happens in this world, amen, we can be safe in knowing that we are in the palms of an almighty God. In His hands, amen, there is strength. I know that God can prevail no matter what. Understand, even though we didn't think it would happen here, even though we didn't think that it would come into our streets and come into our nation, I feel a protecting power of God. I feel a holy anointing upon us. I believe with all of my heart because God wants to get honor and glory for this. We don't understand. I don't understand why these things happen. I don't understand why we'd allow them. Listen, when He says right over here, and our worthless and our vain help, He said, our eyes are yet failed for our vain help and our watching. We have watched for a nation that could not save us. Can I just get an amen tonight if you've even said or heard where I wish somebody would do something about this? I believe there's a reason. I'm not being prophetic. I'm not trying to prophesy. I'm not trying to speak the mind of God. I just see something unfolding here. When the nation sets back and allows these things to happen, it's almost like history repeating itself. Again, they hunt our steps. How do they hunt our steps? They're aware of everything that we do. There's somebody watching. It's almost like we can't do anything without somebody looking over our shoulder. Amen. The technology of today, and again, they hunt our steps that we cannot go in our streets. When I read that, I said, Lord, You fixed this before. Come on. Nothing new under the sun. Amen. God is able to do all things. When I read that, I can't tell you. There was an overwhelming sense of comfort that just overshadowed me. I couldn't help but raise my hands and say, Lord, You're already aware of what's going on. We don't need to pray the prayer. God, can You see what's happening? He's already fixed it one time. He can do it again. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that God knows exactly what's transpiring. He knows exactly how to fix it. And He's going to fix it so no man can get honor, so no nation can get honor, but the only honor is going to be praise and adoration to Almighty God who's going to fix it. Glory to God. I believe He's going to work it out. I don't know how. I don't know when. I just believe that. I had an overwhelming sense of peace and comfort that overshadowed me. When they said, we can't even go on our streets. Our end is near. I've heard people say, you know, this, our end is near. And it may be. I don't know. Our days are fulfilled, for our end has come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles. People are thinking that they're stronger than we are. But let me tell you something. If God be for us, I said, if God be for us, who can be against us? We can win the battle. If for God, we'll stand. Church, I am encouraging each and every one of us to put our faith in God, our trust in God, amen, and have peace over this situation that is happening in our land. Because I understand and believe with all of my heart, according to the Scriptures, that God is aware of everything that's happening. And I believe that He's going to get honor and glory. Amen. I was sharing just recently how that, you know, we talk about and we read about the stories of old. We read about Noah and his family and how he preached and constantly preached for those. You know, he wasn't just building the ark. He was also preaching. He was trying to preach for those people to come in and be saved. But you know what? They just kept on doing what they were doing. And we talked about the tares this morning. And after service, I had several people come and approach me and talking about that. And what can we do about our loved ones? What can we do about those people? And I said, unfortunately, there's going to be some tares. Unfortunately, there's going to be some people that won't hear. And if they hear, they won't submit and they won't be submissive under the power of God. I hate that. It's not my will that any should perish. I wish everybody under the sound of my voice, I wish everybody under the sun would be saved. But according to the Word of God, there's going to be many, many folks that will not adhere to the Lord. And Noah preached, and Noah preached. But you know what? None of them took advantage of coming into the ark until the floods came, and then they were trying to get in. There's going to be a day that it's going to be way, way too late. Amen. But God is going to get honor, and God is going to get glory in whatever transpires in this world. I'm at a point in my life where I'm saying, Lord, whatever you're doing, help me to be submissive to it. Help me to say your will, Lord, not mine. Because when I pray my will, sometimes it's not what God wants. It's not what God intends to do. So I want to encourage you tonight. I want God to speak peace to you. And I want God to just wrap His loving arms around you and let you know that God is going to take care, because our help does not come from the White House. Our help does not come from more laws. Amen. Our help only comes from God. And I pray, we need to pray. We need to pray right now in these next several months, whatever transpires, that it will be in fact the will of God. Amen. Because when we get involved, when people get involved, we mess things up so bad. But if we'll just learn to say, God, it's in your hands. You did it before. You can do it again. And this is what happened. When Israel repented, amen, when the children of Israel realized their wicked ways and they turned from their wickedness and they turned from their idolatry and they turned, amen, from their trying to be like other nations, then God restored them and God encouraged them and blessed them and made them once again, amen, a strong and mighty nation. And I thank to God that He wants us to, amen, to be strong and mighty, not in our own might, but in the might of God. Amen. To put Him first in everything that we do. I don't have a long message tonight. I just wanted to encourage us during these very trying times. And I want us to understand, when we say we didn't think it would happen here, that's exactly what Jerusalem said. Again, didn't think the enemy would have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. Well, let me tell you something. The enemy has gained some strength. And you know why? Because people are backing up to him. They're backing up to him instead of standing up for him. Amen. I believe the church has got to stand up. I believe the church has got to stand up. Even in the times, amen, after the death of Christ, they took and they began to kill some of the disciples. They began to boil them in oil. They began to crucify them. But you know what? The church has got to remain strong. The church has got to stand up, because if we fall, then this nation is in big, big, big trouble. And I believe it's the prayers of the church that's kind of holding this thing together. So I would encourage you to pray again. Pray like you've never prayed before. We know week before last we had a time of coming and opening the doors from the church, and the church from 7 to 8, and people came by and prayed. And I feel the effects of that prayer. I think God has answered those prayers. But let's pray again. If we don't pray here, let's pray somewhere and ask God to come on the scene. Amen. To touch, to anoint. If nothing else, just calm our nerves. Amen. How many would like for God to just send His peace down upon you? Glory to God. Do you love the Lord? Praise God. Amen. If the music would come back for just a moment. Do we know that song, If God Be For Us, Who Can Be Against Us? We don't know it. I can start it, but I may not finish it. Amen. Maybe I got it. Okay. Well, G. Praise God. About one or two times through it, maybe y'all will know it, and then we can all sing it. How many believes If God's For Us?
Yeah.
Who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can separate us from His mighty hand? If God be for us, who can be against us? We can win the battle if for God we stand. Well, if God be for us,
for us. Who can be against us? We can win the battle if for God we stand. Hey. Stood there boldly, defying God's army. There stood little David, but he did not stand alone. He said, in the name of the Lord, I come against thee. He slew the giant with a sling and a stone. Say it, church. Well, if God be for us, who can be against us? Who can separate us from his mighty hand? If God be for us, who can be against us? We can win the battle if for God we stand. I just feel like doing something. I know it's don't shake hands, don't do this, don't do that. But if you're comfortable when we sing that, just go out and go encourage somebody. Let the Lord lead you. Amen. Just go and if you want to shake their hand, that's fine. If you want to hug their neck, that's up to y'all. But just go encourage somebody. You know, sometimes we do it. We say, you know, brother, I got your back. That, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Sometimes he'll tell me, brother, I got your back. Amen. If these are brothers and sisters, amen. And right now we need to encourage one another. And if you ain't got nothing else to say, just tell them, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can separate us from his mighty hand? If God be for us, who can be against us? We can win the battle if for God we stand. Where Goliath stood there boldly, declaring God's on the throne. There stood little David, but he did not stand alone. He said in the name of the Lord, I come against thee. He slew the giant with a sling and a stone. Well, if God be for us, who can be against us? Who can separate us from his mighty hand? If God be for us, who can be against us?
God be for us.
Who can Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, glory. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can separate us from His mighty hand? If God be for us, who can be against us? We can win the battle if, oh God, we stand.
Give it to you. Lord, we're releasing all of our burdens, all of our sorrows, all of our fears. Lord, we release to you at this time, dear Lord. Lord, we're just letting you just minister to us, dear Lord. Just let your spirit continue to flow, dear Lord. And Lord, we just love you. We just love you, dear Lord. We just love you, dear Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we just love you. Lord, we just praise you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we've held back so much. Dear Lord, we got to release it to you. Dear Lord, we're just releasing it now. Lord, your holy presence, dear Lord, and we're just giving it to you. Say, Jesus, Jesus, we just love you, dear Lord. We just praise you. Given his testimony about Kevin and Miss Penny and their family, what they've been through. I can only imagine that dark waiting area with a few straight back chairs by yourself. But that's where so much of our life seems to be sometimes, as we feel the pressure coming down on us. We talk about the negativeness, we talk about the hate. Now I'm going to use that word because that's what I feel when people are talking about other folks. That dark corner that's being pushed in. Christians don't have to be pushed into a cave or into a dark spot to be ashamed to speak their faith and to carry the Lord's banner high. We show His Word in our actions, on our job, in the restaurants, in the grocery stores, how we live with our families, how the children look at how we run our house. And in this church, it is a sanctuary, a place of hope. And that hope is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Praise God, it's so real. And I want y'all to think about this as we prepare to leave and with our prayer. I'm not asking you to judge anybody. Basically, it needs to start within. But as we do a closing prayer, I want to ask all y'all to pray with me. That we will let the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, rule every minute, everything that we have. Every possession that He's blessed us with. The most important thing is our salvation or the opportunity while we're breathing to turn our life back to Him and say, Lord, I've stumbled, I've fallen. It's like the message this morning. Lord, I want to get so close to You that if You stop, I bump into You. That's how close I want to be to my Lord. I want to walk that path. I want to sing His praise and know that He is the way maker, the miracle worker. He is a light in the day, but He is also that light that shines in that evil darkness. You're never alone. And I'm going to ask y'all as we close, and I'm sorry, I just, this whole day has been about praising the Lord when I woke up this morning. I love y'all. And I don't want to see anybody struggle. I'm not saying we're not going to go through storms, because we know when we praise Him, we know that anchor holds. I love that song. We know that He's there for us, and He's there with us. He was the fourth man in the fire, wasn't He? He is our strength. But as we close in prayer, we're not letting it end right here. We talked about revival, or we've talked about the message of going to the Lord. Know who you worship. Know what's important in your life. Open our eyes and let the Lord use us in our daily walk. If it's just a smile to somebody that needs a smile, if it's just a, not that we're haughty, not that we're any better than, but let His Spirit work through us at that moment, and He will make that peace. Praise God. Yes, Brother Chris.
I just want to say that, you know, part of that song says, even when I can't see it, He's working.
Yes.
Praise God.
Even when I can't feel it, He's working.
Amen.
My God, that is in the heart. Two things came up to me. First one was Genesis chapter number 1. The Bible says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. The Bible says the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. If darkness is upon you, I'm telling you right now, the Spirit of God is moving. And I'm begging you, come forward. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, Paul and Silas were in chains in the innermost part of the prison, and they didn't know what was going to happen. But the Bible says at midnight, they prayed and they sang praises to God. They got up and they walked right out.
Amen.
Why? Because God was moving on their behalf. God is moving on your behalf. The waters are stirred up. The waters are troubled. All you have to do right now is get in. And all you have to do is just get in. The rivers are flowing right now. And I'm telling you, He's a way maker.
Amen.
For so many I keep getting over and over in my mind about Jericho and the walls of Jericho. 6 days those people walked around that wall, and they walked and they said, no, you gotta be quiet. You gotta be quiet. You gotta be quiet. You can't say nothing. But that seventh day, everything that was filled up with them in 6 days, and that seventh day, they just let it go and they prayed. And the Bible says those walls didn't fall to the right and to the left. They fell down flat. They didn't have to pick up a hammer. They didn't have to pick up an axe. All they had to do was praise God. And the walls fell down. All you have to do is praise God. And those walls are going to fall down. Jeremiah, God said, I'll make a way in the wilderness, and I'll make a river in the desert to come. by anything. He is God. He is a way maker. He is a miracle worker. If that doctor's giving you a bad report, don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? The book of Isaiah said, who shall believe our report? I believe God's report. That means some joy in this house. God's showing me some joy that's been stolen in this house. You need to reach out to that river. Some joy that's been stolen in this house.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise
Lord, your spirit is so strong in this house. Praise God. If there's anyone that needs prayer tonight or needs a touch from the Lord for whatever reason, this altar is open. We will stay with you for whatever it takes. Let the Lord work in each and every one of us. As we pray and we prepare to close, as we were saying earlier, if there's something that's so heavy in your heart, release it now. Release it now. Knowing this is here, we'll pray with you, but you can just release it. That's the freedom that God has given us. That veil is rent from the top to the bottom, that we can reach the throne of grace directly. Praise God. I'm going to ask y'all to pray with me as we prepare to dismiss. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you tonight. Lord, we love you. Dear Lord, we praise your name. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. Dear Lord, we thank you for the strength that you show each and every one of us, dear Lord, for the ability, dear Lord, to see through the clutter, dear Lord, to reach in deep into us, dear Lord. We thank you for reaching deep down to pull us out of the muck, dear Lord. May we turn our life over to you. May we turn our families over to you, dear Lord. May we turn our business, our jobs, those that we come in contact with, this church congregation, the church of the world, this community, dear Lord. We're asking you now for that mighty touch that only you can provide, dear Lord. You are the way maker, the miracle worker, dear Lord. We're asking you for your healing, dear Lord, for your provisions, Lord, for your comfort for those that have lost loved ones recently. We hear so much word of those that have lost lives. But, dear Lord, we have an opportunity now, and that's to turn our life over to you, dear Lord. We pray for our children, our grandchildren, our families. But, Lord, we need you to touch us, dear Lord. We need a mighty touch from you. Lord, we thank you for giving us the liberty tonight that we can feel your presence. But, dear Lord, this is just a small part. This is just a minute part as we stand here together in this instant in time. But Lord, how great thou art. How great thou art, my Lord, for that you have had this whole world in your hand, but yet you can live inside of us and in our heart. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, dear Lord. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us for letting this stuff just pull us away. The noise in the world try to turn us away from your truthful words and your heart. Lord, we love and praise you. And Lord, I thank you for those here tonight. I ask for your blessings to be upon each and everyone here and their families that are represented. Lord, those watching on the live feed, dear Lord, we're asking you to touch each and every one of them. Lord, we love and we praise you. And we give you all the honor, all of the glory. Jesus, we love you. We love you, Jesus. And in your name and your name alone, we pray. And everyone says, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love y'all.